Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. Pastor Sean Harris looking at a Gallup poll. Title is American Confidence in Religion at an All-Time Low. This is coming to us from thechristianpost.com. So the title again is American Confidence in Religion at All-Time Low, to which I say good. Very good. Excellent. That's good. That is good. I'm saying that's good that confidence in religion is at an all-time low. I might suggest to you that when confidence in religion is at an all-time low, God is perhaps most glorified by those who recognize religion is not where it's at. The Gallup poll released data this week showing that Americans currently have the lowest confidence in organized religion than at any other time, with Protestants proving that the most trusting group, while distrust among Catholics is attributed to child sex abuse scandals. In response to a question about their confidence in religion, statistics show that only 44% of respondents had a great deal or a lot of confidence in religion. This number is lower than 48% scored in 2011 and lower than the previous all-time low of 45% reported in 2002. Protestants remained the most trusting group in America, with 56% of the respondents claiming that they have a great deal or a lot of confidence in churches, in the church/organized religion. Well, I don't. I don't have confidence in organized religion. I don't have confidence in organized religion. What then is my confidence in? Number one, my confidence is in God. Number two, my confidence is in the gospel. Number three, what is number three? My confidence is in the body of believers that God has saved, often called the elect, the local body of believers, the local assembly of believers. Not the big mainline denomination, not the big church. That's not what we're interested in. Quite frankly, not Baptist. Nothing wrong with Baptist. I'm Baptist, but my confidence is not in being Baptist. My confidence is in the God of those, the God of Baptists, the God of the Bible. My confidence is in the gospel, the good news that God left the glories of heaven, was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, was buried 3 days in the grave, rose again, and now is ascended with the Father on the right hand, interceding for all who believe. 1 Corinthians 15, the gospel. Let's look at the article. While the Gallup was unable to analyze the other groups of respondents separately, it concluded that Americans that do not identify as Protestants or Catholics on average have 29% less faith in organized religion. The poll suggests that Catholics who in the past decade have been less confident in religion than Protestants might be negatively affected by the child abuse scandals that have been especially prominent in the Roman Catholic Church over the last decade, to which I say, as long as you have your eyes on men, they will always fail you. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Keep your eyes on He who has never sinned, and He will not fail you. Do not look to your priest. Do not look to your preacher. Do not look to organized religion. Focus on the God of the Bible and His revealed revelation, beginning with the book of Genesis and concluding with the book of Revelation. The poll suggests Catholics who in the past decade have been less confident in religion than Protestants might be negatively affected by the child abuse scandals. Well, of course. Of course. This is not a surprise that sin in the church is going to remove confidence in the church. And as long as the, quote, church is this massive organization with very little gospel, very little Christ, very little Bible, you should not be surprised. Two major findings apparent in the Gallup's confidence in the church and organized religion trend are, first, the long-term decline in Americans' confidence in this societal institution since 1973, and second, the suppressed confidence among Catholics relative to Protestants. And this deals with the difference between the two churches. This massive organization with a headquarters in Italy and a hierarchy beyond measure, an ability to hide and rearrange and move things. Of course, what do we need then? We need local congregations where congregational government is the model for how it's done. Transparency exists within the congregation, and people see sin being dealt with. Church discipline is correctly practiced, which is not the case with the Catholic Church, or, for that matter, most mainline Protestant churches. While various sex abuse scandals involving U.S. clerics have likely played a role in America's growing skepticism about the church and organized religion, the decline in confidence does not necessarily indicate a decline in America's personal attachment to religion, the organization adds. The full survey asked a series of other questions about Americans' trust in institutions, showing that people are losing faith in a lot of various other institutions too, ranging from the public school system to Congress. Well, that should not be of any surprise to anyone. Why should it? Sin is abounding beyond measure. Absolute truths are being ignored, suppressed. But this should not surprise us. This should not be a surprise. Keep listening for just two more minutes as I share with you a passage from the Word of God that you need to be familiar with over and over again. We need to hear these words from the Apostle Paul in the first chapter of Romans. For God's wrath is revealed from heaven against all godlessness and unrighteousness of people who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. That's it. That is the essence of the problem in America, is that the truth is being suppressed. When the truth is being suppressed, we should not be surprised that confidence in that organization is evading or becoming less. When the Congress suppresses truth, confidence in the Congress is reduced. When the ATF, same. The gun scandal, guns going down to Mexico, that should not surprise us. So let me read a Bible verse again. Romans chapter number 1, verse 18. For God's wrath is revealed from heaven against all godlessness and unrighteousness of people who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth, since what can be known about God is evident among them because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, that is, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world, being understood through what he has made. As a result, people are without excuse. Now think about that. Think about what the Word of God just said. You and I are without excuse. For though they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or show gratitude. Instead, their thinking became nonsense and their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man, birds, four-footed animals, and reptiles. Therefore, God delivered them over in the craving of their hearts to sexual impurity, so that their bodies were degraded among themselves. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served something created instead of the Creator, who is praised forever. Amen. So this should not surprise us. It should not surprise us that people are losing confidence in the public school system. It should not surprise us that people are losing confidence in Congress or their denomination or even their church. As long as this, what we just described, as long as truth is being suppressed, people will lose confidence in their pastor, in their local assembly, in their board of elders, or whatever the governing organization is in the entity that we are referring to. So pastors, preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the word in a book-by-book manner. Preach the word in a chapter-by-chapter manner. Preach the word in a verse-by-verse manner. Now I'm talking to all those who are hooked on topical preaching. May I suggest to you, let me ask you, just try it. Just try it. I sound like Mikey. Wasn't there a cereal commercial about that? I'm dating myself, but some of you out there can remember that cereal commercial where they ask him to just try it. Try it. And then what's the response? You'll like it? How many of you out there can remember the commercial I'm talking about? Let's take a listen to it for just a moment here. Let's go back in time.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's probably good for you. I'm not going to try it. Let's get Mikey. Yeah. He won't need it. He hates everything. He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Regular, cinnamon, and Raisin Life. Nutrition.
You remember that? Wasn't that a great commercial? Well, I'm here to advertise expository preaching, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, where you exegete the text. What in the world does that mean? You look at the text and you let the text drive the preaching. You let the words on the page drive the preaching. You don't come up with an idea and then decide, now let me go find some Bible verses to support my idea. What you do is you start with chapter 1, verse 1, and then when you're done with verse 1, you go to verse 2. And when you're done with 2, you go to 3. Why? Why would I do such a thing? Well, I will tell you why. Because you want your people's confidence to be in the Word of God, not the preacher who delivers it. You want it in the Word of God. You want them to have confidence in the truth of the Word of God, ultimately the revelation of God in the Word of God. And so this happens through a systematic deliverance of truth in a manner in which your people, I'm talking to Sunday school teachers, your people, I'm talking to preachers, your people, I'm talking to anyone who shepherds, you hear the Word of God being delivered and nothing is missed. Do that. Just try it. Just try it. You'll like it. Thanks for listening. Send me your comments at pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org. We're in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Check out our website, BereanBaptistChurch.org. You'll like it.